We made it. We're in hour 12, the last hour. Horse and Eventing Nation hour of the Horse Radio Network. 12-hour live holiday radiothon by WeatherBeta. With additional support by HorseLovers.com, Redmond Equine, and WinTech. This 12-hour holiday event is fueled by Delahest Coffee, the official coffee sponsor of Radiothon. I am Glenda Geek, and with me in the studio in Ocala, Florida's host of the Driving Radio Show in our last hour, Dr. Wendy Ying.
All right, we did it! Hour 12 of the 2017 Horse Radio Network Radiothon.
Yay, we're here, and we have a whole bunch of people here with us. Let's see who we have. Do we have Jamie back?
Do you guys feel like you've been on the air for 47 hours?
Yes, we do, actually, and we've been drinking for the last three, so it's getting interesting around here. And then we have the wife of Horse Husband of the Year, Leslie Wiley.
Yay!
What up, Leslie?
Leslie, are you there? No. Where'd she go?
I'm here.
Ah, there she is. How does it feel to be so such a famous wife now?
It's an honor and a privilege.
Yes.
That's why she didn't say anything, is because she didn't like her intro.
She was awestruck by his greatness, is what I think. She's like, oh, I had to do all the damn work for 10 days, and he wins an award. I had to ride and get blisters on my ass, and he gets the award. That's what you were thinking, wasn't it? She's not commenting on anything.
No.
Leslie, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Okay, good.
Sorry, I was cutting in and out.
Oh, are you? Okay. Sorry.
I think you are, Glenn.
I
think your Skype is done for the day. It's like the Skype revolt has begun.
Is that better? Is it better? Testing 1, 2, 3.
I hope so. It's not better.
That's not better? Maybe. How about live feed people? Are they hearing me cutting in and out, or is only the Skype people? We may have to reset our entire Skype for this last hour.
I don't think I'm even hearing you through my earphones. Are you hearing him through your earphones?
No.
I don't know what to do about that. Well, then.
What about me? Am I here?
Kristen's here.
Because you're yelling.
Okay, good. I'm here.
Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Kristen from Horse Nation is here as well. Her and Leslie kind of work together.
Yeah, I don't think
they hang out together. And Kristen has provided all the coffee to make us this wired all day.
Oh, this is why you're so crazy. It's the coffee. I see.
That's it. Delahest
okay,
coffee.
So yeah, that's your coffee. That was divine this morning. I saved my little packet until this morning. Like I was instructed on the note that you wrote. And and it was delicious. And Chad was like, this is really good. What'd you do different? I'm like, yeah, different coffee.
It's because I made it myself. It was roasted with love. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was really roasted good. Dark love. Horse.
All right. We can't do anything else until we do one thing first. And we're going to go to Jamie with a very big announcement. We also have Charlotte in the house. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, guys.
Charlotte's here too.
So, hey, Charlotte.
So now we cannot continue. The auditor room is going crazy, Leslie. You have to say it to get this hour started. With enthusiasm.
Okay, everyone must stand up on their chairs and scream in solidarity.
I am Spartacus!
And wait a minute, champagne, hold on. There it is!
Oh, hell.
Yay.
We're in trouble now.
Now we don't have cups, man. And we're stuck to this desk by our earphones.
I have a cup. I'm good.
Oh, thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.
We can share the
Thank
bottle.
Thank you, Leslie, for all leading right. the way there. And now this introduces Jamie, because we have big news.
Everybody is Spartacus tonight, because I started crying a little early. I don't cry in the last hour, but you guys, woo! Okay. 180 shares on social media to let everybody know about this You Caring fundraiser that we had to bring foster kids Christmas presents. And our goal was $2,500. Excuse me. It's taking a moment. You guys raised $2,587.
Whoa! We are Spartacus!
We are Spartacus! It's really dusty in my room right now, so y'all have to talk for a second. Okay, carry on. The dust!
Woo!
Well, I have to say, this was all Jamie's idea, you know, in going through the whole adoption process and finding this organization in Ohio. And on behalf of the Horse Radio Network, I just want to say how proud I am of everybody. And in your honor, of all the people that donated and raised $2,500, and we thought we could get $1,000 maybe, we want to cheer you. And Leslie!
Cheers! Yes.
Cheers!
You're given the call. Whenever I say Leslie tonight in that tone of voice, that's your cue.
Oh, okay. I am Spartacus.
Yes, Spartacus.
Oh my god,
she hasn't drank enough yet.
Let me tell you that the $2,500 over $2,500 was 73 supporters, all donated. And Leslie, I even think your mama donated. So give her a hug.
Oh, sweet.
Well, we have no plans for this hour other than we are going to give away two grand prizes, everybody. We're going to give away a Weatherbeater prize pack worth $500. We are also going to give away your choice of any WinTech saddle. That's up to a $1,300 value. And that's all going to happen. And another gift certificate for horselovers.com for $50. That's $600 in gift certificates today. Well, but we have a lot of callers. You guys want to talk to some people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Jamie, you're going to lead the way here because I'm pretty shot. So we're going to do a Weatherbeater ad, and then I'll cue you.
Soy Eva de Weatherbeater, y usted está escuchando el tercer Radio Zoom anual Día de Fiesta del Caballo.
That's
mi último
Spanish
regalo
one.
De Navidad sería Dublin Valencia.
I don't know what they're saying.
Feliz Navidad de todos los que conformamos Weatherbeater.
Merry Christmas. Protect your horse's legs with the Weatherbeater Deluxe Travel Boots. Durable and strong 1200 denier outer with a dense foam inner for protection and nylon lining for comfort. Available in pony and full sizes, this is a great gift idea that is not only stylish, but practical. Learn more about the Weatherbeater Travel Boots at weatherbeater.com.
Go ahead, Jamie.
All right. We have Stephanie on the line, and Stephanie was super mad that she did not get in last year, so she called like an hour ago and has been sitting on hold. So she needs to be the first. Stephanie, my darling, how are you?
Hi, guys.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all those things.
You too.
Thank you for calling us. We are all so excited to talk to you. Tell me what's going on. Answer the question of the day, I guess, first would be, what is your horsey Christmas wish? Because I feel like I know you through Facebook, and I feel like your horsey Christmas wish is coming true right now.
It absolutely is. My horsey Christmas wish would be actually to have a horse, and this is the first one that I do. So every weekend is Christmas.
Yeah, well, I know, too, because it's the greatest horse name of all time. Tell everybody what your horse's name is.
His name is Lucas.
Yeah, that's right. She named her horse after my son. It was really beautiful. Oh, wait, no, he came with
me. I did. I'm a total fangirl.
So what would so that's your ultimate horsey Christmas present? I feel like you've been on hold. I feel like you have something you want to say. Let us have it.
It is. Well, I just wanted to thank all of you guys. I've gotten advice from, you know, I think just about every trainer on the show. And, you know, how many people have that kind of access at their fingertips? And I've met many of you guys in person, and you guys really are a family, and you're a part of my everyday life, and you're what I look forward to about my 2-hour drive home every weekend. And I just wanted to thank you for everything that you guys do, and to raise a drink to you and share a drink with you, since we're all quote unquote in the same room.
Leslie,
and just wish you guys the happiest of holidays.
Leslie,
we are
Spartacus.
Oh my gosh!
I believe Leslie owes me a margarita, so this will suffice for now.
Well, listen, Stephanie, it is so fun to talk to you, and I really do feel like our listeners are our family. I mean, look at this. I had one little pipe dream of like kind of figuring out a way to do this little charity thing, and y'all jump behind it like 100%. And I just can't thank you enough. And all of you guys listening, what an amazing thing y'all did. And it is so amazing. I tell people, they're like, you've been doing that show how long? I'm like, dude, I can't quit. It's therapy. at this point, these are my these are my people. Y'all just have
it's
to listen
it's our
to me.
Safe place.
I know, it's our safe place. It is amazing. And I just want to thank you because we do it for you and everybody like you. And we're super honored to be a part of your life and your journey with your... With
all
your
right, all right, all right. It's time to get to the next one. You're rambling. All right, bye, Stephanie. Merry Christmas.
Good one, Glenn. You got that out of the way quick.
I did. I hadn't pissed her off yet today,
Jamie,
so I thought I'd piss Jamie off.
No,
the
you
last
pissed
hour.
Off Jamie earlier,
I did.
Twice.
You guys are getting probably. A little punchy here at the end.
Matt is on the line. Somebody has to talk
Hi,
to him.
Matt.
Hello? That's your cue.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Happy holidays. What did you
Happy
call? I'm just
to
gonna.
You.
I'm gonna do this. I'm not gonna ask you your Christmas wish.
No, let's
wish
skip that.
Thing.
That's just we're done with that.
I'm just gonna. I feel we're like we're it. Just here to talk. So I feel like it's a call-in radio show. Imagine I'm Delilah and you're driving home right
Delilah,
and you just want to talk, and I feel like you need to unload. So please, Matt, the floor is yours.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
A lot of people have said that to Delilah. Ooh.
I just want to say that I've been listening since you got Thor, Jamie.
Oh.
I married my wife 4 years ago, and I've been writing for 5 or 6 years, and I feel like you guys have just really given me a lifetime of knowledge, and I just thank you guys for that. That just every day I've listened to you guys and I love your show and thank you for being on the air every day.
Matt, thank you, Matt.
We absolutely do it for you, man. I really appreciate that. That is such an honor to hear. And Thor is doing awesome. He's still in the backyard and beating up Precious Magic Alex Jennings at this moment. So
Kristen, Kristen,
Glenn.
No, you have to say it. You guys are lousy
I'm
on your
Spartacus
cues.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, good. I'm going to switch it off. Kristen!
I can't take Leslie's tagline.
All right, Leslie!
I'll loan it to you. Okay,
together,
thanks.
We are Spartacus!
We are all
Spartacus.
That was sad.
Thumbs up, kids.
We'll get better by the end of the hour. Thank you, Matt. Merry Christmas. We appreciate it. Take
Bye
care.
Right, thank you. Have a great night.
All right, phone lines are packed here, people. Kristen, are you still with us, by the way? We didn't even say hi to you. Hi, Kristen.
It's fine. I've just been sitting over here drinking by myself, Glenn.
What are you drinking? We want to know what you're drinking. We want to know what you're drinking.
Red wine. If I drink coffee at this hour, I'll be up forever.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Good, good. Well, we're glad to hear that. Is it some kind of fancy red wine, or are you a box girl?
No. Okay. No, it's like one step above juice box, and it's like the giant bottle of Yellowtail. So.
Yellowtail. Perfect. Leslie, what are you drinking anyway?
Wine, so
what?
It had to be consumed. So.
It's imported. It's fancy.
Yeah, it's imported. That's right. Leslie, what are you drinking anyway? We haven't asked. Leslie, what are you drinking?
What am I drinking?
Yes.
Oh, you know, Arak is strikingly similar to eggnog, I thought. So I just got some Arak in, shipped in from Mongolia, and sprinkled some ground nutmeg on it and like a little cinnamon stick. And it's pretty tasty.
And that's why we're not hearing anything from Leslie. She's having PTSD over her entire trip now drinking that. Oh God, that doesn't even sound good.
Don't knock it till you tried it. Yeah, little cinnamon. You forget it's even fermented mare's milk.
All right, Leslie, you get to lead the next caller. Okay, we have Carol on here.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, I'm Spartacus.
You are Spartacus. You sound like a Spartacus.
It's so good to talk to everybody. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. The floor is yours.
Oh, I just wanted to call in, and my Wi-Fi died, so this was like the only way I could listen to the show was to be on hold.
Good job.
Back on hold.
That's dedication right there.
She's like, I have nothing to say to you. I didn't really want to talk to you. I just wanted to listen. I'll hang up on this.
No, I do want to talk. I could talk to all of you all day because I listen to you all day.
Aww.
It's wonderful. Thank you all.
Well, thanks
thank
for
you.
Listening.
Thank you, Carol. We appreciate it. And Merry Christmas, Carol.
Thank you.
All right. Put her back on hold.
All right,
put
her back
on
hold.
Don't hang
here.
Up.
Yeah, I won't hang up on her. Okay, so Kristen, you get to say hi to... Oh, I know who this is. You get to say hi to Carly.
Hi, Carly. Glenn, why'd you say ugh?
Oh my God.
Because he's trying to insult every guest and host
Carly
we have
and
on
I
the
had
show.
A romantic Carly, breakfast together. Is that that, Carly?
Oh, you know it's me.
Are you cheating on me, Glenn?
I did okay. cheat on you with Carly, Charlotte. Yeah, I get around.
Oh, dear. Well, happy holidays, Carly.
Thank you. You too. Sorry, I'm like two glasses of wine in, so I'm super giggly right now.
Perfect. So once again,
can I start off the chant and just go, we are tipsy?
Sure. Yeah. You're the guest. You can do whatever you want.
Spartacus thing. But yeah, floor is yours, girl. Go.
Oh, where do I begin? Like, work was stressful. I'm just kidding. I feel like this is like a new age garden party where we girls get together with our cocktail. Well, I mean, Glenn.
Hey!
I mean,
you love it. You love it that you're with all these girls. Just admit it.
Surrounded by all these females. Of course you do, Glenn. Come on.
I listened to every hour of this entire day, but I do feel like Jennifer, I need to know if Jennifer's still around because I did hear the love affair between Glenn and Charlotte and it made me uncomfortable listening. Did you hear that, Carly?
Jen's okay with it though.
Yeah, we got her approval before we started.
I talked with Jen before I got on hold. So
she's still here.
Around.
Okay.
You know how you can get her out of hiding? Tell her that you want to have shepherd's pie with sauerkraut on it.
Yes, that got a reaction earlier.
Okay. Okay, someone talked about shepherd's pie. There is a place around here called Cornish Pasties.
No!
See?
rolled up shepherd's pie.
Those are great.
Get me started. Do not get me started.
Those are super yummy. But don't add sauerkraut.
Oh, well, I'm German blood, so we're like born to love sauerkraut.
Oh my God, I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I mean,
thanks,
it's kind
you guys.
Of a, it's kind of a sin.
Well, oh, Carly, thank you so much. And give your sweet ponies a kiss. I love watching you post all about them on our Facebook page on the Horses in the Morning Auditors and Sombrero and then the new guy. And give everybody a big smooch on the nose and tell them we love them. And,
wait. Carly, did you write the Sombrero song? Because that was my favorite song of the night. Begging him not to kill you at the show. That was great. Because I think I've sung that song before in my head when I'm at the shows.
Mine included a few bad words in my head, but we'll just leave them out.
Well, that was great.
Thank you, Carly. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Carly.
Next up.
Who do we have?
Abby.
Abby! Hi, Abby.
Oh, wait a minute. Abby's coming in. Abby? There's Abby.
Hello.
There's
Hi.
Abby. Hey, the floor Hello. Is yours, Abby. We're all happy to talk to you. The floor
you.
Is yours.
Guys, I just spilled my wine.
She is Spartacus.
I am Spartacus right now. Guys, thank you so much. I'm so happy to listen to you every day. Jamie, your rendition of Cowboy and Me was the best thing I've ever heard. Sorry, Lynn.
Were you drinking in the morning? So, is that what happened?
No, I just got home, girl.
Gosh.
Yeah, so I'm just so happy to be here and talk to all of you guys.
I could sing it again if Glenn would let me. So, Glenn,
you know,
how are you doing?
I've drank a lot in the last 2 hours, so it might actually sound good now. Give it a try. We can see how it sounds.
I can't.
Now, wait a minute. It has to be a duet with Leslie. And Kristen, a truet, a triad.
Right, I'll go with the chorus then. Urge to run the restlessness, the hard stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, to me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see. I guess that's just a cowboy in me. You're welcome. I'm dropping the mic.
Nobody claps. I wonder why that is.
Wow.
Nobody claps.
Slow clap, Jamie.
That was like an uncomfortable silence.
Awesome. That was
I think
great.
It's because you're all breathless.
I feel like the wheels are really coming off this show right now.
It's completely out of control.
Oh, now the auditors are asking for a Leslie solo.
Oh, Leslie.
What do you got, Leslie?
I'm not seeing that, Glenn. I think you're making that up.
Oh.
Leslie, you could just sing any Tim McGraw song.
Any song.
I'm happy with
that. I don't know that I know any Tim McGraw songs.
Well, any song. Give us anything.
I thought we were like running behind on the schedule here. I think the lines are full, and I don't know if this is really the time for it. I'm the only adult in the room right now.
Oh, now we're getting a lot of go, Leslie, go, Leslie, go, Leslie in the outer room.
Where are you seeing? Oh, are you seeing this on Facebook?
Yes.
I ain't got a single thing to lose. Keep going. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. I'm just going to like.
We have Jessica coming up next. And I've seen Jessica after she's had a wine or two. So I guarantee you she's having a wine or two right now.
What up, Jess?
Hello.
Hold I think it's say bye.
I had to.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Are you there?
Jess, you there?
Oh, you're there.
Y'all there?
Yep. Are you there?
Hello?
We're here.
We're yours. We can hear you.
Awesome. Okay, sorry about that. I had my headphones in so I could like interact with the group while y'all were still talking. No, I just wanted to call and tell you guys thank you so much for, like, seriously, such an amazing year. It's been kind of a crazy year for me and, you know, just went through a really crazy move. And y'all, you know, with Horses in the Morning and all the other, you know, shows that you guys put out have just really, you know, gotten me through so much. Went through a ginormous move, and now we actually just went through another one. So just wanted to thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of all of this nonsense and madness. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's been amazing, and I followed everything with all of your ponies and, you know, met up with a couple of the hosts, met up with Glenn and Jennifer and Dr. Wendy and Dr. Kyle at PodFest. That was back in March. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
And that was so fun. And met some auditors there too. And I wish I could come on the cruise this year, but I might make it down to the Keys. So that would be really fun to meet up with all you guys.
Are you not going on the cruise because you two realize that you're basically getting on a boat to your own death? Is that
all right? It's been fun talking to you, Jessica.
Okay, so let's
It's Talk cool. to you later.
So, full disclosure.
Bye, Jessica.
Full disclosure on that.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Well, now I'm saying goodbye. Jessica, Merry Christmas.
Call me, Jessica.
See you, Jessica.
Bye.
All right. We hit next have Robin up.
Hey, Robin.
You got to get off speaker. Oh, sorry. Hello, I was on speakerphone. Sorry about that.
Surprising everybody too much. All right, Robin, I'm Delilah, and the floor is yours.
Hello there. How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
My friend in the back seat said she loves Jamie.
Aw, I love you, baby. I don't know who you are, but I love
drunk?
You. What?
your friend oh, in the you, back seat?
You guys all know her already.
We do?
Yeah, yeah, we're in a car, so a van actually. Just driving. No, she told me about your program, and we're listening to it. So she's been listening all day, pretty much off and on.
What's her name?
Yep.
Does she have a name?
Her name is Rita.
Hi, yes, Rita.
Rita Brown.
Thanks, Rita. Rita won a prize
Hi,
earlier.
Hi, Rita.
Yeah. Didn't she? She won a prize earlier.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Rita, she did.
Robin, now you're entered. So basically, Rita made you call and say nice things so you could be entered into the prize. I get it. It's cool.
Yeah, well, she said something about you were talking about the ultimate Christmas.
Yes. Do you have
present.
One?
Yes. I'd like to turn my farm into a rescue.
Aw. Thank you for having such
a
big heart.
I'm trying not to cry. We rescued a
a nurse mare foal 3 years ago. And we named her after my mom, and then my mom passed away. So I figured, if, you know, if I could ever do anything, I want to save nurse mare foals, because I think it's awful what happens to them.
Well, you are a sweet lady, and we do appreciate everything that you're doing. And you know what? Do it. You can do it. Put your mind to it. You can do it.
I'm going to.
Save those horses.
I'm going to.
Well, we're proud to know you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Hey, you guys have
Merry
a great
Christmas.
Time.
Thank
you.
Good
Merry
luck.
Christmas.
Rita. Keep us posted.
Okay, I got to know, Kristen has draft horses. What is the biggest Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
I was thinking about this all day today. So I don't necessarily remember a lot of like gifts, but I do remember a lot of things that have happened around Christmas, especially with the draft horses.
Okay,
so I
give
can tell
us one.
A story.
Give us one.
Okay, well, the first year that I met who is now my sister-in-law, she was my TA at the time, we did a Santa parade with Rocky and Randy. And, okay, auditors or anybody listening, I'm about to blow Santa's cover, so cover your kids' ears.
Okay, hold on.
Santa was super...
I'm ready.
Hold on.
Okay, ears are covered. All right, Glenn, did you cover your own ears?
Yeah,
I don't want to ruin your Christmas.
What'd you say?
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Good,
yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right, Santa was super, super mean in this parade. Like, just mean. He was, like, really super grumpy, and he couldn't keep his balance. So every time we would start and stop the wagon, Santa would fall down. So,
okay, so this is clearly one of Santa's helpers.
Yeah, this is like a subpar Santa. I don't know, maybe he was as drunk as Glenn might be right now. Like, but yeah. He could not keep his balance in the wagon at all. So, and the parade coordinator was just, like, shouting at us, and Caitlin and I were like, we're going to leave. Like, we're going to drop Santa. We're just going to... like whip Rocky and Randy into a Tron to get
out of
here.
Bucks.
Well,
Santa
it was embarrassing.
Off.
We pulled up to like the tree lighting ceremony, and like the crowd is gathered, and everyone's like Santa, and the like parade coordinator's like stop now, and I'm like okay, they're horses, they don't just stop like that. So I stop them, and Santa poof just falls right over. So
oh no.
So Merry Christmas to the small village in New York. We dropped your Santa Claus. So, but that was that, yeah, and you know I didn't even know that eventually I would own Rocky and Randy myself, and. And Caitlin would be my sister-in-law, so that's still one of our aww. Like best worst Christmas memories that we still that's bring awesome. Up every now and then. So awesome. Terrible gift.
Leslie, what's your best Christmas present, past or future, or whatever?
Whatever. Actually, Christmas ooh. Present.
You're breaking up on us a little bit there. Is your mic right near your face, or try moving it a little?
Sorry.
Leslie's totally gone now. Leslie moved her mic and it's not working. Is not Spartacus, apparently, anymore.
Party fell.
She
spilled
fell off.
Her wine.
I don't know. We'll
let
Leslie try. Oh, she just dropped off totally. You know how Leslie drops off in the morning? Well, she's dropping off now. Leslie, let's try and reset you. And in the meantime, you can talk to Jill.
Jill, hi, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas. Woohoo, I'm like a cool kid.
What makes you say that? We're a bunch of nerds.
I don't know. I'm like, it's like I've been chosen or something, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm kind of a loser, though, because everyone else has like, got these great like aspirations and goals, and I'm just hiding in my car from my kids, you know? Like,
that's a good goal.
Dream
girl,
big, dream big.
If you that's knew cool. how many iPads and iPhones I had stuck in front of my kid right now, you would. I get it. I get it, sister. We are.
Oh
Spartacus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we Spartacus. iPad, Spartacus. Yes, that's right.
Somebody.
All right.
Hey. I love it.
Oh
that's
my God!
Awesome.
I need something. No, I need something. Yeah. Hey. Hey, you guys got me through my work today, so it was incredibly boring at the hospital. So I had, like, this whole thing playing and annoying all my hallmates.
Oh,
they're like,
well,
we get it. You have a horse.
Boring at the hospital.
Maybe
like
you hadn't
day,
hadn't told them yet that you've had a horse. Could that be possible?
No. No,
so.
They know. No. It's like, oh, so how's the horse? Oh, didn't you have a baby, too? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's. Yeah, I forgot about her. You know, like, talk about my horse.
Oh, my gosh. You are too fun. Where do you live? Where in the world are you calling from?
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, PA.
Yay. Well, yay! Do we have Leslie back, by the way? Leslie, you're back.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thanks, Spartacus is really back.
Thank you, Jill. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Thank you, Jill. Stay in your car. Don't unlock the door.
Yeah.
Don't open the door.
You know, we've
nothing
had.
Nothing good will happen.
Over the years, Jamie.
Sorry, guys.
And...
I had to.
Go ahead, Leslie.
I was going to say, sorry, guys, I ran out of my ARAG eggnog, and I had to go get a refill, so sorry.
Gotcha.
Hey, can I get, while we're on this topic, can I get an I Am Spartacus for Wendy, who's been a trooper all day, and for Jennifer, who's been a trooper all day, and for Jemmy, who is here being a trooper all day. So let's give all of them an I Am Spartacus.
And Glenn, too.
Oh, I am Spartacus.
We're going to get it at the end of the hour, I'm telling you. It's going to be beautiful.
All right. One of our biggest supporters
for Tuesday morning.
And you know her. Her name, and she has supported everything we have ever done, every fundraiser, literally everything. You know who I'm talking about, Jamie. Dr. Ellen from Manhattan.
Oh, Dr. Ellen, you are the sweetest angel on this planet right now. How are you?
Greetings from Midtown Manhattan. You guys are so funny. So funny. What would my life be like without the Horse Radio Network? I just love you guys so
much.
We
love you too, Dr. Ellen.
Horses from you. Hi, Dr. Wendy. And again, happy holidays. And I said this to you before, Glenn. The Horse Radio Network changes lives. And donating this money to these foster kids changes their lives. So thank you. And I am happy to support you and happy to be your super fan. So happy holidays, everybody.
2637. Yay!
$2,637. And Ellen kept texting me throughout the day, messaging me on Facebook. Did we get it? We're going to get it. And I just thank you so much for your support and everything
You're
we
welcome.
Do and just being a part of it. And we love you and we can't thank you enough. And I'm going to come visit you in New York. So I'm staying at your house.
It's good to me to come up and see my horse, etc. Move on to the other auditors. Thanks for including me. I truly love you guys. You make a difference. Have a great new year also. Bye, guys.
Love you too.
You are Spartacus, Dr. Ellen, for sure.
She is Spartacus.
Yep.
I am for Spartacus.
Sure. Yay! Yay! Kathy's up next.
Hey, Kathy.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. You have to turn your radio down. Or
you've
turn
been
your
waiting all day to say that, Jamie. All day to say that.
I'm Delilah. I'm Delilah.
You're Delilah? Well, hi, Delilah. Can you sing for me? No, just kidding.
I already did that. Nobody cheered, so I'm done.
I couldn't cheer because I was on the phone.
Well, what's going on? The floor is yours, my dear. Take it away.
Oh, I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, and it was a wonderful year. I did listen to every story you guys had and or did. It was just amazing. And next year will probably be the same thing. You never know.
Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's what my mom always says.
Yeah, that's true. And you got precious work. Precious. She's so funny. When she bucks. I can't. I just laugh when you do that.
Like, we did
why
too.
Why did you do that? But it's so funny.
We're going to start a fall off fund for Jamie, and we're all going to be
can
rich.
Can I just say that it really concerns me that everybody, like, this horse is a bucking monster and everybody laughs? Like, what does that say about me? Like, nobody's worried. They all laugh.
But you stayed on. It's and that's good.
If you were worried about getting bucked off, you wouldn't ride Mustangs.
That's true.
That's true.
Oh my gosh. Well, we thank you for being a yeah, still hurts. Still, I'm 40. Okay, thanks. Still hurts. All right,
yeah, I'm 62, so I fall off too. So.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Thank
Bye.
You.
God, the phone lines are full, let me tell you. All right, next
Everybody's
up
just
is...
just laughing at me. I'm going to leave.
Jamie, we kid because we love.
Leslie, why don't you take this one? We have Courtney.
My mom used to say.
Hey, Courtney.
Hey, how are you
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks for answering.
I just have to share with you how we've kind of got a running Skype commentary going on this, and we're sharing, you know, who's this caller, Glenn? And Glenn writes, Colney. And then corny. And then I was like, fail. Like, kick Glenn out of here. Like, Glenn, go home. Go home drunk. You're Glenn.
That damn spell check every time it messes me up.
Glenn is like, Glenn's gonna get MVP. It.
I remember years ago where we had a story of Leslie Wiley who basically walked home down the street drunk with like a broken heel. And that is Glenn right now. Like the walk of shame with a broken high
Santa
heel.
Costume. Yep.
Glenn's
yeah.
Glenn's really the ultimate party girl of the night. Like, Glenn's doing it up. Glenn, you're living your best life tonight. Good for
I
you,
am.
Buddy.
I'm surrounded by beautiful women. What more than I was?
From. All right.
So, Courtney, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. Oh. You guys are great.
The floor is yours if you had something you wanted to say. Otherwise, you're entered in the prizes, and we can let you go. Up to you.
I mean, I don't really have anything to say. I just called in because everyone told me to. But I did think I freaked out Leslie's husband earlier. So Leslie's husband gets on our little chat that we have in the auditor's room, and I'm like, hey, congrats on your, award thing. Do you have any awesome friends? I'm in Tennessee, too. Just kidding, kind of. And he's like, thanks. Good luck. So I think he thinks I'm crazy now. I think I know her husband.
I can vouch for you. I'm like, oh, it's that Courtney. Yeah, she's good.
She's fine. She's a little nuts.
She's good crazy.
She's like, she's prowling around the auditor's room looking for a man. Love it.
You coming off it?
right. I mean, you got to take opportunity where it happens.
Oh, good. You never know what's going to happen.
Courtney, exactly. Thank you very much. Exactly. And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Mm.
You have Kate. I'm not writing anything more in the chat. You make fun of me. So it's Cade is up next.
Hey, Cade.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, we are so excited to have you. How the heck are you?
Well, it feels super weird because I usually feel like you're talking to me on the podcast and I respond naturally in the car. So I'm stressed out right now.
What do you say back to us, or don't we want to know? I really want to know what you're saying back to us. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm listening to this crap. Is it something like that?
Oh my gosh, most of the time, but sometimes there's some really good stuff on there. No, I'm just kidding. But it's almost my 1 year podcast anniversary with Horse Radio Network. Almost at Horse Lovers Network because I spend so much money on Horse Lovers now.
Yay! Good for you.
But anyway.
Cade, you are.
So
I
started
where do you live?
Oh, are you talking?
Yeah, where do you live?
I'm Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay. You need to be friends with Leslie because I'm pretty sure we would all be BFFs.
Okay, I'm halfway between Nashville and Knoxville, so it's perfect.
Perfect. That's doable for sure. We can be BFFs.
Yeah, Leslie, I saw you live in Knoxville.
I do. Oh my God.
I didn't even know they had horses there.
Just ponies.
I got a few.
I had no idea, but no, I'm not too far. So if you ever want a trail ride, we got some places.
Aww. Cool.
Yes. But anyway, back to me. So I was saying before Jamie interrupted me. So I'm just kidding. I'm coming up on my 1 year anniversary, and I started listening because I moved back to the country from living in the city, going to college, and doing all those things that you don't want to do. And I was like trying to meet some new people. Well, I didn't have success meeting any physical people, but I feel like I met so many new people virtually. So I do feel like I have a great friend group, even though I'm making taco soup alone while washing fly mask in a trash can in my kitchen right now.
Yes.
So thank you for the friendship. Thank you for the memories.
Okay, we definitely are going to be best friends.
Yes, but we're literally not that far. It's a time change away.
Give me some soup. I'll be there in an hour.
It's warm. I've got the bottle pop.
Help you wash your phlegm masks.
All right. I got to tell you guys, we only have about 4 minutes left, and the call-in studio is going to wipe everybody out because we're coming up to our four-hour mark where it wipes everybody out. So what I'm going to do is put everybody that's left on hold on the show live, and we're all going to do one last I Am Spartacus, and then we're going to give away some kick-ass prizes. What do you think? Prizes. All right, here we go. I'm putting Celia. Well, wait a minute. I'm going to try to just put everybody. Let's see if this works. I don't know if it's going to work or not. We're going to find out. I'm probably going to break it. All right, so I think we have about 10 people, including Jennifer.
Leslie, you do a count, and it's 3, 2, 1, and everybody says, I am Spartacus. This should not be complicated, but we are all
very
white.
We're all here, like 10 of us.
We have no rhythm.
Okay. All except for Jemmy. She has rhythm. Yep. Jemmy is not white and she has rhythm.
Okay, so. Okay. You ready? Okay. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
I am Spartacus! Yay! Bye, everybody. Merry Christmas to everybody on hold.
Bye.
I would totally wash fly mask for that guy.
Yeah, he was funny as hell. I'm going to hire him as a host. He's
I know. I love him. Who is he?
He's hired.
I'm coming for your taco soup.
Yeah, give him his own show.
Yeah. Yes, Jennifer, we know Colin Studio is gone because that's what happened at this hour. Well, guys, we have to give away some.
What does that mean if Colin Studio is gone? We can still do prizes, right?
Yeah. It's just that all our callers have now left. But one thing I want to get to is, Leslie, you didn't get a chance to tell your story.
I didn't. My best Christmas present story. I think it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe. And it's kind of a Horse Nation, of any nation, tradition to crash the servers sometimes, but it's usually for a good reason. Like, it's during the show jumping of, you know, like the finale of the Olympic Games, or it's cross country day at Rolex. I mean, I'm sorry, the event formerly known as Rolex. A couple of years ago, the server, I don't know how the internet works. It seems magical, but there is a like master brain server somewhere that we use, cloud hosting service, and the whole thing crashed on like Christmas Day and I was down for days, and it was cyber attacks on the server. And so we just didn't have the websites for several days between Christmas and New Year's, and it was the best Christmas present ever. Because it was like mandatory vacation. What are you gonna do? Yeah, you remember that? Like the website.
Yeah, we would like check in every day, and I was like, "All right, gonna go right."
All right, missed the website. I'm gonna take today off too. So if somebody, if that's servers could just crash this year, or maybe some Russian.
Yeah, I have some Russian friends. You want me to call them? Give them a call.
Yeah. You know, any Russian hackers that could just like chop their way in and like take the whole thing down for a few days, just a few days. That'd be awesome.
Sponsors love when that
happens. But then the government might come after us.
Yeah. Sponsors love when you go down over Christmas. They really like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of sponsors, we're going to get prepared here. We have to hear one more sponsor spot from Redmond Equine, who I know you guys have dealt with too. And we're coming back to give away the grand prizes. And we're going to get Kristen's help, and we're going to get Leslie's help, and Charlotte. So we're going to pick some winners here in just a minute.
Rainwater from Redmond helps horses drink, and horses who drink are less likely to become dehydrated. Dehydration is the lack of water and a full range of minerals, like sodium, chloride, potassium, and magnesium. It is a serious condition that can lead to lethargy, colic, and kidney failure if the horse is not quickly rehydrated. Although many people think of dehydration as a problem for the hot months, it is a major issue that can also occur all year long, even in the depths of winter. Rainwater from Redmond is an all-natural powder drink additive that encourages horses to drink more while providing them with natural electrolytes. Just all-natural minerals, no sweeteners. The natural ingredients come from Redmond's mineral deposits in central Utah and are brought to you in their natural, unrefined state, full of beneficial minerals. And, like every Redmond equine product, you know your horse is getting essential trace minerals and electrolytes in the natural blend only nature could have made. Rainwater has a natural taste horses love and love to drink. Find Redmond Rainwater at your local tack and feed supplier or go to redmondequine.com.
All right, it is that time. It is time of day. We've been waiting 12 hours for this, Wendy. 12 hours to give away the grand prizes. But before we do that, I wanted to tell everybody, we have our last voicemail package. We're going to play the show out with that. I thought no better way to play the show out than with our listeners entertaining you. So we're going to do that. Of course, that was brought to you all day by horselovers.com. Thank you so much for their support. And all of the sponsors who donated $4,000 worth of prizes. We have to be giving away more prizes than almost anybody in the horse world at this point. So we have a $50 gift card, the last one of all day's worth that we're going to give away. And Kristen, why don't you pick a number between 1 and?
And 196.
Ooh, I will accept bribes last minute real fast, auditors, anybody, anybody. All right, 109.
109 is Kimberly Smiley.
Kimberly Smiley, good job. Yes, she's been around a long time. So you win a $50 gift certificate. Woo-hoo! And now, from WeatherBeta, we have a prize pack worth $500, including a premier free detach a neck medium in gray plaid. Say that after four drinks. A combo fleece cooler in gray plaid. A 1200 denier parka for your doggy in gray plaid. Like a whole matching outfit for the family. And deluxe travel boots in black. This is a $500 value, everybody. So I feel like we need to build up to this. So Leslie, you're going to pick the number between 1 and what was it? 196?
196, yeah.
Okay. It's your responsibility, Leslie, to pick the grand prize winner.
Number one.
All right, drum roll.
One.
One.
Number one is Abby Bassner.
Abby Bassner. She wins the WeatherBeta grand prize worth $500. Thank you to WeatherBeta for sponsoring this fiasco for the last 3 years. And then one final prize. Thanks to WinTech, you get the choice of any WinTech saddle. That's any WinTech saddle up to a value of $1,300 because that's just the most expensive saddle. So that's what you get to pick. And let's find out who the big grand prize winner is right now. And we're going to have, who didn't pick yet?
Me.
Jamie.
You know, oh. Jamie picked the saddle winner.
I feel like, Glenn, you haven't got to pick a number this whole entire day.
I'll pick a number.
Okay, so you get to pick.
I was born on the 24th, so we're going to go with the 19th.
The 19 is Beth Cake.
Beth Cake wins. Yay! WinTech saddle for Beth. Great job.
Did you say Beth Hagee?
Was it?
Cake.
Like Beth the thing cake. You eat? Cake?
Yeah.
Oh, like the thing you eat, cake. Beth Cake.
Beth Cake. Beth Cake.
Way to go, Beth.
Good job, Beth. Oh, yay.
Get a saddle of your choice.
And I also want to thank all the hosts that participated today. And, you know, Leslie and Kristen, you always round out this day. And it's always a fiasco. And it's always so much fun. So thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And you better congratulate that husband well tonight because he won a big award today.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Yeah, that ain't happening. He's sleeping on the couch. She's pissed. So, and all the hosts, thank you, Jamie. Thank you to Jennifer in the other room.
Yay,
thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jemmy, who doesn't know a thing about horses, but
yay,
was here
Jemmy.
All day as support team. And actually, it was a big help because we weren't working for a while. So, thank you, Charlotte, for stopping by.
Of course.
Appreciate it. And bringing pizza.
Yeah,
much needed pizza. And also, thank you to my co-host of the Driving Radio Show, my co-host of Radiothon, and actually, my partner in the Horse Radio Network, because she's part owner of it, Dr. Wendy Ying. Yay,
thanks,
Dr.
guys.
Wendy.
Thanks for having me. It was so much fun.
So this has been a great time, and it's been a wonderful last third. Is it third? Third annual holiday radiothon. Jimmy's over here nodding because I have no idea.
It's not our last. We're going to do this
not
again.
Not last. We're going to do it next year.
Hey,
so,
can I just say,
yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
First of all, thanks to all the listeners who donated and played and sang and wrote songs.
Yes.
Everybody is so talented and so generous and so clever. I was just amazed listening all day long. I have played the Precious Magic Gala Jennings song 150 times because Glenn emailed it to me, and it's like my ringtone.
That was pretty good.
And the girl who said May 2018 bring you all first world equestrian problems. Yes, sister, I feel it. You guys are amazing. Our listeners are awesome. Thank you for donating. But Glenn, thank you for being the evil mastermind genius behind the Horse Radio Network and for being the one who's always, you're just a hard worker and you're creative and you're talented and you're just so dedicated. And we're all very happy to work for or with you on a daily basis. Thank you so much for being so amazing.
Thank you. Dream come true.
You're here.
Yay.
All right, everybody. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Go ahead, Leslie. Leslie!
I am Spartacus!
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail.
See everybody! Merry Christmas!
I am Kaylee from horselovers.com. Enjoy these holiday voicemails from listeners throughout the world, brought to you by horselovers.com.
Radiothon night, we'll be drinking Manischewitz as we make our way out to the barn. The aisle's swept in, the menorah's lit, it's Hanukkah party time on the farm. Cause hey, we're the brews, with horse manure and hay sucked on our shoes. We're the ones up for some good kosher horsey fun. I think a new Pessoa would make a fine gift for my horse indeed. As far as I go, I'd like some new enema, small request from me and my steed. Cause hey, we're the brews, we're horse manure and hay stuck on our shoes. We're the ones up for some good kosher horsey fun. Eat your Ensamites, horse success, my sugar nuts. We're gonna ride tonight. We are the chosen ones, hoots the driven. We gallop and we feast. We celebrate all that's great with Glenn, Jen, and Jamie. We're the brews with horse manure and hay stuck on our shoes. We're the ones up for some good kosher horsey fun. Happy Hanukkah, HRN.
Hi, this is Chelsea, and I just wanted to say what my ultimate horsey Christmas gift was. When I was 12, I was the lucky one to get a pony, and he was the best. Sorry, Leslie.
Come, I told myself, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. It's time to ride my horse, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. No stirrup November, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Time to get out of this chair, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. But it's dark outside, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. I've had to work so hard, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. My horse could use a break, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Any excuse I'll make, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. But if Leslie could do it, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, in Mongolia, then I can spend 15 minutes bouncing around on my bum. Merry Christmas to the whole HRN family from Elizabeth Bourbon from Texas and Capella and Spirit.
Hi, everyone. It's Scary with two R's calling from the second annual HRN Missouri Auditors Radiothon Cat Cleaning Party at Lake of the Ozarks. I was calling to wish everybody a happy, merry, fantastic horsey Christmas and Hanukkah, and just remind you guys that no matter how much you've had to drink tonight, you still got to finish the show. Well, everybody take care and have a good one.
Have you heard of the Horse Lovers Holiday Flash Sales? Every day they have a special holiday flash sale. Two products at unbelievable prices for only 24 hours and then they're gone. Visit the site every day to see the new flash sale. You don't want to miss out because quantities are limited. Visit early, visit often, horselovers.com/flash. Horselovers.com/flash.